We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Blue-gray blanket of skies, but that's going to be clearing up later on today. Highs of 76 as the rain goes away then. Nothing but sunshine all the way through Easter Monday. Highs of 72 tomorrow, 72 on Thursday, 74 on Good Friday, 78 on Saturday. A bit warmer for the Crescent City Classic than Easter Sunday itself. Highs of 82, a little bit more humidity, so get out and enjoy that. We continue to follow what's happening in Baltimore with the collapse of that bridge after a big ship hit it. You can see the video at WWL.com, and it is disturbing, and boy, it makes you wonder about that, but it makes you thankful for the river pilots and the vigilance when it comes to the ships that pass regularly underneath the Crescent City Connection, all the bridges here in Louisiana to Baton Rouge and so forth. Amy Freeman joins us, Louisiana State Representative. Morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about the session thus far. When it comes to insurance, I was talking to Cameron Henry yesterday, Senate President, and he got my attention because I asked him, well, what's a metric for this? Because he's a finance guy. What are the numbers? How would you describe success? And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said depopulating citizens by 30 to 40%, which I think in terms of expectations and lowering the bar is a far cry from insurance companies clamoring to get business and cutting each other's throats with rates, right?
Well, I can't speak to the depopulation of citizens number, but it sounds good to me. I think we do need to depopulate it. I think
that is a first step, though, isn't it, Representative? If you don't do that...
It is a huge step, but it means bringing in competition, right? So right now we just don't have enough offerings for people. And so, yeah, obviously, if these new laws that we're passing and if they get signed by the governor, implemented, the hope is we'll be bringing in competition and depopulating citizens. That's the goal. But I do think I don't know if he talked to you about Fortified Roof Program, did he?
He did not, but in a side note, but that is very important. Talk about that, please.
Exactly. Well, that, to me, we didn't have enough funding for that specific program to get to as many people as we'd like. But from what I've read and what I've learned in other states, fortified roofs, the more we have them, the better. The grants have been at $10,000 a piece. And so for some people, that's not enough. You may need $12,000 for your roof, or you might need $30,000. So what I've been talking to the insurance commissioner about is how do we fairly get those grants to people, because it was done through a refresh system, you know, where you had to sit at your computer and hit refresh. Well, if you're a teacher or a first responder or a police officer, you probably are on the job. Or if you're working at a grocery store, you don't have time to sit and hit refresh on your computer.
It was tantamount, Representative, to being the 99th caller to win a radio contest concert tickets, in a way, wasn't it?
Exactly. And that's just not how we're going to fix the problem. So between the insurance commissioner looking at a new way to provide some system, potentially a lottery system, is what he mentioned on the record. He's looking at finding a way to do that. Plus, I've also been talking to insurance brokers about starting a fund to make up that difference. So if you have a home that belonged to your grandmother and you're in your third generation of owning that home and the roof is going to cost $14,000 to fix, that $10,000 grant, it only helps you to a certain point. So that $4,000 difference could come through another grant type program. And we're looking into trying to make sure as many people as possible can get those fortified roofs, because that's going to be key to the lowering of the insurance. for all of us.
And you're talking about retrofitting here or new roofs?
It's a new roof. It's a specific fortified roof program. And what qualifies as a fortified roof, you'd have to ask the insurance commissioner for those details. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that when you look at Alabama and Florida and other states that have hurricanes like we do, the more fortified roofs that are there, the better it is for every single person owning a home and insuring property.
So you can look at it however you want, but either way, ultimately, it's taxpayer dollars that are going to help homeowners fortify their roofs to minimize the loss that insurance companies face in an attempt to get them to be willing to write policies here. Is that accurate?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And in my opinion, it's the most important program. So I'm hoping we can continue to fund it as a legislature, but also find other ways to fund it if, you know, there are other ways that the insurance commissioner is looking at.
What other ways would those be?
Well, there's potential of doing something where industry pays towards the fund, and that's way above my pay grade. Mm-hmm. So I would say you should talk to the commissioner about it. But it may have been done in other states, and we're researching now how that can be done, because obviously the insurance companies benefit from more fortified roofs as well, because they have less claims
right
to deal with.
The only reason I brought up Citizens is that I'm just trying to find a benchmark, because, you know, I got the text from people when Jim Donilon was insurance commissioner that he's being too insurance company friendly. He's being too this, too that. A lot of people want the insurance companies flogged. They think that the commissioner's rolling over for the insurance companies. You have a business background, as I understand it, from Tulane. And where else did you go? Virginia? Get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia. That's right. And I just think, I don't know what you're hearing from your constituents, but I think at some point a level of reality has to be entered in here in terms of expectations. This is not going to turn around in 1 year.
It's not. And the insurance commissioner has been clear about that. Those of us, I sit on the insurance committee this term, just started on that committee. And it's very clear to us that we're not going to see it in 1 year. I mean, this may take a few years to see it change, but I do think President Henry's idea and his number, that is a measurement. That is a key measurement. And I am very much into measurement as a business person as well. So I had not had that conversation with the president, but that's the best way we can measure it. And I do, in my district, we have lots of people on Citizens, more than people would realize. A lot of their friends and family members may not even know that their friends and family members are on Citizens. It's way too high. And we've got to get more people to come in and companies to write insurance. The industry itself is telling us they need competition, which is not normally what you're looking for.
I mean,
they usually like to keep their piece of the pie, but they're saying, you know what, we don't mind sharing the pie if we can get better rates for our homeowners.
As far as I know, I'm the only one who brought it up about the depopulation of Citizens, because it just seems like people need to understand what would be viewed as success. So if you're in the 40% that gets off of Citizens and saves some money on insurance, then it worked for you. If you're in the 60% that you still are covered by Citizens, so that's your only option, well, you're not going to see any relief right away. You got to hang on and hope that help comes. Amy Freeman, our guest, Louisiana State Representative, will pick it up here. Talking, she sits on the House Insurance Committee. We're talking about fortified roofs and also about realistic expectations about what can be done as it relates to drawing more insurance companies and more competition here to Louisiana. We'll pick it up. We come back. 7:21 traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. CBS will have the latest for you in the news on that bridge collapse in Baltimore. Amy Freeman is our guest, Louisiana State Representative from the New Orleans area. Tell me where your district is, Representative.
Sewage and water board plant up to Napoleon, mostly the riverside of Claiborne, but I have a little bit of Broadmoor and some of the area around St. Rita's Church as well.
So thoughts about the surge in water board and what happens with the governor's committee recommendations, the chance that anything gets straightened out there this session?
Well, I'll tell you, the funding for the power plant is still number one is what I need to do up here and trying to get the additional funding to get that power plant up and online and working. Mm-hmm. So we've got to keep that funding coming from the state. But also, you know, there's so many ideas being thrown around by that committee. It's a little, I'm hopeful that they're going to come up with a good plan. But there's so many different ideas that are being thrown out there. I'm waiting to see what they actually do recommend. I have a lot of faith in Paul Rainwater and Pocos Laws and other people, Will Vanderbrook, people that I know who are on that discussion, Paul Flower. I think they're all people who know the infrastructure needs of the city. And I'm really hopeful that they'll find a plan forward for how the state and the city can manage the sewage and water board. But, you know, with this quasi-state agency, it's very difficult to know who's in charge and who's the final buck. And, you know, years of neglect, it's time for us to stop with the neglect and just focus on what's going forward. So I'm hopeful that committee comes up with some good solutions.
Well, first of all, you got a king of carnival on it, so how could you go wrong? Second, former king of carnival on it, how could you go wrong? Secondly, it seems like everybody's in charge, but nobody's responsible, and that goes to that quasi-state agency thing.
Yes.
That seems to me. Well, let me ask you this, Representative. What would you like to see done? If I'm going to put you in charge of this, how would you like to see what changes would you like to see the sewage and water board?
Well, this is not a popular answer with everyone, but I do think that having our mayor, whomever the mayor is, in charge of the sewage and water board is a conflict of interest, right? So it potentially there should be a separate chairperson for it. And, you know, maybe some of those appointments should be made by the mayor of the city, but not all of them. So because it needs to be at a function independently of the city, but also be responsible to the city because obviously it stops us from flooding, hopefully. But it's got to be structured in a way that has independence and oversight. And I think there's a bill right now that's filed to look at maybe moving it completely to the state. And that hasn't been discussed yet. It hasn't come into the House floor. So I don't know the details, but I'm relatively sure there's a bill looking at restructuring of that. Also, the potential restructuring of how the staff is hired and where do they fall into the program of civil service.
At some point, who would address merging public works with the sewage and water board? Because that's a bifurcated mess.
I think that requires state and local legislation. And I would defer to some city council members who are more experts on that. But it's what Atlanta did years ago, right? So I think that's got to happen as well. And I believe that's on the agenda for this committee to discuss and try to come up with a plan.
Anything else? Anything else on your mind this session, Representative?
I think we have a lot to tackle, and I'm pretty disappointed in our crime session where we didn't even discuss funding. I sit on House Appropriations, and we're gonna have a tough time giving money out. Capital outlay projects that were started may not be finished because the money is not there like it was when we had all the federal money. So I think it's important for people to understand the ramifications of what things cost, and I'm a little disappointed that we're not discussing the numbers in depth like I believe we should be.
Thank you, Representative. I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
hope you come
you.
Back.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Representative Amy Freeman. When we come back, we'll talk to Representative Mike Boeheim about legislation that could bar employers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.